Episode of the Chandelier, the Chandeliers, I will be discussing about the time that I went to Europe to 7 different countries in 2016 on a international music program tour, as I guess you would say, because I played the trumpet and it was practically an ensemble, and we performed in I think 5 of those 7 countries, only because the other 2 countries weren't safe at the time. It was 2016. I forgot exactly what was going on. I think there was bombings and stuff. World Cup was going on over there. It was just a lot going on. But the opportunity arose in high school. My band director, specifically, Mr. Miller, he gave every student the opportunity to be able to go to Europe. It's called Illinois Ambassador of Music. The only way to be able to join it is if your band director recommended you or nominated you. And what our band director did, he did not do that. He actually just asked, does anybody have any interest in going? And if you do, let me know. I'll nominate you. And, you could go. And so practically what he was saying was, if you want to go, you could go. Just, I have the opportunity to give you this opportunity. And he gave it to everybody. But, it's a trip to Europe. It's going to cost. And not everybody has the funds for that. Luckily, my parents were willing to invest in that because my sister had previously gone in 2014, I believe, when she was in high school, and they saw how much she enjoyed it and how much of a great experience it was for her, that my parents wanted to see me doing the same. They wanted to provide the same for me, which I'm grateful that they did. I went with my friend, my high school friend, Christina. She played the clarinet, and we were both the same age. She asked, yo, do you want to go? And I said, yeah, I'd be down for it, because, her sister went with my sister, the same year, so it was, we had to go together, it was a must, so we went the same year. My parents already knew each other since they were rooming together and stuff. It was just 2 years later, here we are again, 2-4 years later. And that's what happened. So I included who could get nominated. But pretty much I also got to include that it's out of multiple schools out of Illinois, almost every school in Illinois. That I know of, I'm just guessing almost every school, not every school will have or be able to give this opportunity, but there were multiple schools all around Illinois that I had students participating, at least 2 students. I know in the Illinois band, there was around 270 something students in total, but there are 15 other, there's 40 actually states out of the whole United States that do this, that have an ambassador of their state, and they go tour Europe as well. And we saw the Texas ambassadors over there when we were in London. It was kind of funny to see. They were wearing blue, we were wearing red. When it's a tour, they just have every ambassador from, not every state, but what states could do it that year. As far as the process of going over there, we had to, we couldn't just go tour these countries and go perform without, practicing or rehearsing. We obviously had to rehearse the material before we went, but since there was so many kids, we had to get seated and stuff, chairs, first chair, second chair, third chair and stuff. And there were auditions weeks or I think months before, just so they could hand out music before that weekend of camp, I guess, of rehearsing and learning all the music before we went to go tour. And yes, we learned all, I don't even know how many pieces it was, maybe 7, under a week before we went, which is kind of crazy. But, you know, we rehearsed in Edwardsville, Illinois, at Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville, because, you know, the director of the Ambassadors of Illinois was the music director of Southern Illinois University. And it made sense because I don't know why he was it, but, you know, it's a coincidence that it's all the way down by St. Louis, which was convenient since we had to take flights from St. Louis across seas, or people had to take flights from different airports from St. Louis to another airport to be able to go across seas because we had so many students. I want to say at least 4 different flights. There were 4 different flights. Yeah, there had to be minimum 4 different flights since it was 2,270 students, to be able to get everybody across, including staff, including all the instruments, and including parents if they went. My mom in particular, she decided to come with me. And, you know, I wasn't, like, not down, but, you know, it was a cool opportunity. She was the one that let me get this opportunity. And, you know, it was a fun experience for both of us. We really enjoyed it. Now, after all the rehearsing and stuff, our first stop was, out of the 7 countries, was London. We landed in Heathrow, London, and our first stop was Windsor. And from there, that same day, we went to the castle. The Queen was at the castle. We saw the change of the guards. We were able to, you know, walk in the areas that we could walk in the castle and explore it. You know, a few of us did try messing with the guards, try to get them to laugh or smile. Nope, didn't work. I'm assuming it's just because, you know, people get tired of people, but there has to be something that makes them laugh, you know. There has to be something. I don't remember how each day went, so I'm just going to be listing, like, my experience of what I remember from this trip. You know, I took pictures and stuff, but just from the top of my head. We went to the London Eye. We crossed the Millennium Bridge to get to the London Eye. It was a nice sight. London is what it's what you expect it to be. Small streets. You wouldn't expect it to be as rainy as it usually is, but since it is surrounded by a large body of water, it's obviously going to get cloudy and dark and rainy most of the time. So when we went in the London Eye, you know, it was a great view. What I could say is you could fit definitely like at least 15 people in that pod. There wasn't much, I guess there was to see, you know, you could see for miles, but it's not what you expected to see, like, oh, you could see the horizon or like the sunset. It was just, you know, experiencing the London Eye on a typical day in London. As far as food, their breakfast was weird. It's, like, not traditional, which makes sense. You know, they had, like, bread and cheese or something like that for breakfast. I don't know, like, really simple, like, no eggs for breakfast. I don't even know what they would eat eggs with. It's kind of, I can't imagine eating eggs if it weren't breakfast. I guess you can mix it into ingredients and stuff. Like, you can make meals out of it, but just eggs alone, I don't know. It, you know, I'm not criticizing. It's just what I went through. I was kind of, it was a different change eating different food for breakfast. Next on our trip, we went to Paris. We took a boat across the water since, you know, we were surrounded by water. And it was on a ferry boat. So that was my first time being on a boat or a ship that can hold that many vehicles and buses. I forgot to point out, we traveled the rest of Europe through coach buses. Through mountains, everywhere. That's how we got to and from places. Paris. The boat ride was 1 hour and a half, and we had the option to, like, walk freely above. There was, like, a, I guess, lounge area, like, where you could get food. But I don't think you were allowed to walk outside on deck since it was kind of windy. And there was a possibility of getting seasick, but I was fine for the most, but yeah, for the most part, I took Pepto-Bismol just in case. I didn't want to, but my mom made me. But once you get there, Paris is pretty much what you expect it to be. Don't expect too much, but have your expectations. You're going to think it's going to be beautiful and stuff. And like, don't get me wrong, the architecture is amazing over there. But, it's like a, how would I describe it? It's a clean New York. It's like any other big city. At least downtown, downtown Paris. It's like any other big city. I forgot to mention, we did see the London Wall. But going on to Paris. Ooh, I forgot to include, actually, before we go on to Paris. The first time I... the legal drinking age over there to consume alcohol is 16. And I was 16 at the time. My mom didn't sign the waiver for me to be able to drink. But since she was there, she... that kind of overruled it, as long as, my mom said it was okay to the staff members, and, it was okay, and my first drink was at a pub, and, it was, a small street, it was just, a small pub, had TVs, had tap and everything, and the first beer I got, it was, tap. I didn't know what Stella Artois was, but I got it, just because it looked cool, didn't look conventional. Little did I know that they had it over here, but, a 16-year-old wouldn't know. And they gave it to me in a huge cup. I guess I was young. I still killed it, but from my perspective, it looked like a huge cup for a single serving. It was, maybe half a pint. I don't know. You could easily kill a pint, but, for a single serving, that seemed like a lot to me. Fish and chips. It was a fun time. Paris. What did we do in Paris? It was the World Cup 2016. So when I went up the Eiffel Tower, had a huge inflatable soccer ball in the middle. And I got to see it, up close, since I wanted to take the stairs up the Eiffel Tower. I wanted the full experience. And there is one mandatory elevator to get to the very top, which obviously I took. But other than that, I wanted to get the full experience and go up the stairs, which I did. I forgot how long it took, but I time-lapsed it just for fun, even though it didn't come out as I thought it would. What else would you expect from running up the stairs? So we went up it. The soccer ball was huge. It was a dope view. Way better than the London Eye, just because, it was more clear. But I really enjoyed it. It's like fresh air up there. You could get a sense of how tall it is. It's a nice view for the type of structure that it is and the story behind it. What else is there to discuss? I think I included that we took coach buses. Oh, the Louvre. When we went to the Louvre, the museum, the art museum, the Mona Lisa is actually smaller than you think. Many people don't know this, but yeah, it's smaller than what it's portrayed on in media, because, obviously you can't tell the size of something just by a picture, especially if you're not there. And, it's the size of a regular portrait picture. Like a newspaper, maybe. But what I enjoyed the most out of that whole place was definitely the sculptures. I enjoyed the sculptures just because it's more 3D. You get different angles of it. And it's crazy to see that people made that out of, just going at it at a piece of stone. As far as all the other pieces of art, you know, I enjoyed them. The Mona Lisa is definitely overhyped, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't have value, I guess. I did try a crepe over there, Nutella crepe. It was good. I'd never tried a crepe in the United States, so I guess the first time I tried one was authentically, and that's cool to say. We also passed by the Arc, I don't know how to pronounce it, Arc de Triomphe, in Paris. That was a cool scene. I know multiple movies use that location, like action movies use that location for certain scenes. So it's always cool to see how they're all differently used, and then seeing it in person, knowing what the whole environment is like and what it's like. You know, you're pretty much there where a set was filmed before. We went inside the Notre Dame. That was beautiful because of the glass. There's a specific word for that type of glass, but the glass that you see in like churches and stuff, it was beautiful. It was huge. My mom and I personally took our time. There was a lot of, it was just, I don't know how to describe it. Just imagine your regular church that has statues of different saints on each side, but times two. It's just bigger, four times bigger maybe. After Paris, we departed to what I would say is my personal favorite part of the trip, going to Switzerland. I definitely want to live in Switzerland one day, whether have a property or just go visit or live there for a period of time. The part of Switzerland we went to was Kranz, Montana. And the drive was beautiful because we go from urban to rural and you just get a whole view of the scenery. Getting there was multiple curves and bends in the road as you went higher and higher into the mountains, and the drivers of the coach buses really, they knew their roads, which I wouldn't expect anything less. But it's impressive to see how people just can whip those buses, As far as going from country to country, my mom and I, we got each country stamped in our passports. Some cool. Kranz, Montana has the best people there. I got to yodel with yodelers. We had a cheese fondue, like party with drinks. Great time. It's, it was really respectable, genuine people. I wonder if they're like what the population is like there. From what I saw, there's a lot of old people, but maybe it's a more of a place to go when you're retired, maybe. They did have shops there. They had a grocery store. They had, watch shops. And not just like your typical watch shop. It was they had their Swiss watches and the whole works, It's definitely not a, it's definitely like up there with, I would say with America. I don't know. I wouldn't take that literally, but I felt like at home. It felt welcoming, with just beautiful view, mountains with snow on it, trees, clouds, the water, beautiful. I went up on a ski cart, a cable cart, but it wasn't for skiing. It was just to go through the land. That was amazing. We went all the way into the Alps. The elevation, surprisingly, didn't take a toll on me. I couldn't change, I couldn't feel a difference in air pressure that much. But I saw wild sheep. You know, it's just a whole different environment out there. It's beautiful, fresh air. It's crispier. I would describe it as the McDonald's Sprite in a country version. It's so crispy and beautiful. And they welcomed us with banners. They were happy to see us. There was a Freddie Mercury statue there. I don't know the reason behind it, but I think it's pretty famous or infamous. But you know, it was kind of cool to see things there. After Kearns, Montana, where did we end up at? I think we went to Italy, but I'm not too sure. I will double check right now. So after Kearns, Montana, we went to Austria. You know, it was just as cool. It's near Switzerland, so the scenery was pretty similar. I wouldn't mind living in Austria either. As far as touristy stuff, from the top of my head, I guess the coolest thing we saw was we saw one of the sites of the Olympic Games, where they ski. It wasn't the Olympics games going on there, but it was the Olympic sports where they hold the Olympic Games, and it was kind of cool to see. We saw people jump from it, you know, doing the skiing, and it was cool just being by the Olympic circles, you know. One thing I forgot to mention from Switzerland is our hotel room. It had the whole one wall was, you know, our balcony was just balcony glass, and it had an electric, what is it called? Electric blinds. So when we opened them, it's just a view of Alps. It was beautiful. Now, going on, after that, we had gone to Liechtenstein. Now, Liechtenstein is a small country. We didn't stay there, but it's a small country. It was so small, I think we passed through it within 15 minutes. We went there, just passed by. Say we went there, I guess, and I got my stamp in my passport, and you know, it was cool to be there. After that, we went to Italy, and we went to Venice. We got to see a world glass blower, and he showed us all of his works, all of his inventory, and then he gave us the opportunity to purchase some of his works at a discounted price. And you know, my mom didn't want me to, like, you know, it was just like glass and materialistic, but personally, you know, it was cool to see. It's a one of one, not a one of one piece, but it's a unique piece. What he had showed us was if you tip over the glass, which I did, it'll stand back right up. And it did, not 100% of the time. I'm not saying that, oh, sometimes it will, sometimes it won't. Saying almost every time it does stand back up. It just depends how much, you know, it just depends how you push it. But within the glass, it had 24 karat gold embedded in it. Like the designs were made up of gold that was embedded in it. That was quite fascinating. So I got a blue cup that stood back up that had gold in it. I guess, you know, I've never touched it. I just have it there on display, but it was cool to have. So yeah, I guess like that's not like the best you would spend your money on, but I enjoyed it. It was like a cool piece to have. After that, we had gone to Rothenburg and Herbertshausen, Germany. So that was our last spot, Germany. It was like medieval over there, so we bought, what is it called? The guys, we bought knives and like weapons and stuff. I bought a Swiss knife. I'm not sure if it was there exactly, but I did purchase a Swiss knife on the trip, and I purchased a sharpening blade at that shop. And what the girls did was they went to Birkenstocks, because, you know, Birkenstocks is native to Germany. And the price over there was way below what it is over here. And they they took advantage. If I would have known what Birkenstocks were back then, I would have bought myself a pair. But, you know, I enjoyed my time over there. The food is great. The streets were small. There's not a lot of cars over there in Germany, or at least where we stayed. But it was a good stay. That was like our whole trip, 7 countries with my mom. Made great friends along the way. On our bus, you know, I don't necessarily keep in touch with anybody, but you know, I still have him on social media. I have reached out from time to time, like to some of my friends that I made on the bus. But other than that, you know, in total, it had to be roughly around $6,000 just because I was a student. Probably, yeah, $4,000 to $6,000. I could be completely wrong. And then my mom just had to pay her stay over there. But as a ambassador, I had a discount, I guess, if to put it that way. But let's just say that the costs were significantly low for carrying luggage, carrying a whole separate instrument. I can't even imagine the kids that played the tuba. Being able to store your instrument, I know we had to get a whole different trailer to store the big instruments. I would say it was a killer deal, especially for all the hotels and all the amenities that we had. Would I recommend somebody to go on a trip like this? Yes. All day, any type of trip that involves, you know, going out of the country or just going out of state or doing something like this, it's don't be shy. You'll meet amazing people along the way, different people. I don't know how to describe it. I guess just be open to it. It is scary, but think about it. Other people are probably in the same shoes as you. It's gonna be their first time. So just make the best out of it. This is pretty much concluding this episode of The Chandeliers. That was my experience on going to Europe in 2016 with my friend Christina. I guess the last part to add was I had the opportunity to go to Greece, which I wanted to, but it was at an extra cost, and it was an add-on. It wasn't part of the ambassador's tour, I guess, officially. Since they were just going for touristy reasons, they went on a cruise ship, which looked cool. Christina went. I wanted to go. I told her I'd be down, but my parents didn't want me to, because I guess my mom didn't want to stay that long, and not even myself. And if I would have done it my senior year, I guess I would have been able to pay for it myself. But you know, Christina went on her own. She said it was great. It looked great. I forgot what else she saw over there in Greece. Probably you know, probably what you have to see in Greece, like all the touristy stuff that it has to offer. But yeah, definitely recommend going on opportunities like this. Thank you for tuning in on this episode. And if you have any other questions about this or just my experience on traveling,